Back here on the BTV Live pregame show, and Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason rejoin me. Matt's been busy running around all over the stadium.
It's happy to be in one place with you guys right now. This is great.
And time for our final or our favorite part of the show, and that's Mace's three keys to the game.
Well, if it was the final part, we'd be saving the best for last.
That's what we always do.
All right, number one, we talked about this earlier. You got to avoid the slow start against the Patriots. Of course, they're the best first quarter team in the league. The Broncos have the fewest first quarter points in the league. If the Broncos, I think, can play the first quarter to a stalemate, they'll be in great shape for the rest of the game. Number two, disrupt the timing of New England's passing game. Obviously, it's about hits, hurries, getting pressure on Tom Brady, getting him off his spot. But at the same time, you want to finish the job and get some sacks. New England is 33-4 since the start of 2014 when their quarterback is sacked two times or fewer, 7-6 otherwise. Pressure does make a difference. Number three, execution on offense. That I think goes hand in hand with getting the good start. You want to be precise on offense. You want everyone to take care of their blocks. You want the creases to be there for the running backs, and you want the running backs to hit the holes when they're there. And Trevor Siemian, of course, needs to be accurate. The Broncos do those three things. I think they've got a good chance to win, guys.
Thank you very much, Mace. Yeah, efficient football will be key. That's something we heard a lot this week. Here's head coach Gary Kubiak with a final thought on today's game.
You know, when you look at this team, you're playing a team that since Tom's come back, they're top scoring team in football, and yet they don't give up points, you know. So points, possessions are a premium. Red zone possessions are a premium. You go back to our two games last year, we played some great red zone defense. Offensively, we did a good job in the red zone. You know, so all those things are such a premium when you're playing a football team like this.
We are about an hour away from kickoff, so let's get our final thoughts. Mace, let's start with you.
Like Jim Valvano once said, survive in advance. You have to think of these games like playoff games, so that means you cannot think of anything beyond today. Forget about the Chiefs. Forget about the Raiders. Just get it done today.
Matt?
We saw it in the first block. The fans need to bring the thunder today. The atmosphere in that AFC Championship game last year was dynamic. And so, again, the fans need to be loud here today to disrupt that Patriots offense. When the Patriots offense comes to Denver, we saw it in that first block, things change. And I think the fans are going to be crucial here today.
Yeah, most definitely. Need the orange thunder here in the Mile High City. I'm going to say make some game-changing plays. The Broncos have won 29 consecutive games when they win the turnover battle. Get a couple of turnovers, and who knows what could happen here today. But that's going to do it for us. Thank you to Andrew Mason and Matt Boyer. I'm Phil Milani. Thank you for joining us, and enjoy the game.